Okay, enough!
My auntie Chandra Shango stood in front of the big rock, her purple turban wobbling from side to side as she tried to scream, but her tiny voice was hard to hear over the crowd's outburst, the outburst that occurred because of me. I couldn't help but look around at all of them, the people that I called family, even though they weren't blood related. They were all trying to come up with a decision about my future, the key word being my. Since they weren't my blood relatives, I had a really hard time with the fact that every single little thing I'd ever done or wanted to do had to be brought up to the council, as in the spiritual council. You see, they were spiritually related. And by that, I mean spiritually gifted, as my mother, June Heal, would say. But honestly, it was a curse for them. Not me. I wasn't a spiritualist, which was why they'd called this meeting. My parents, June Heal and Oscar Park, were spiritualists. My mother had amazing intuition and a sixth sense about what was going on with people, and used her homeopathic cure shop, a charming cure, as a cover. My father? He was the sheriff of our spiritual town, Whispering Falls. He was a wizard and quick with a wand. The spiritual gift ended up skipping a generation, and I was the one to miss out on it. Since I was underage with no place to go, as in no family in the mortal world, I went to the spiritualist school and then college, where I graduated from Unhidden Hall, a spiritualist university, which led us here. I'd overspent my time here, and I was almost 30, still living in a town where the bylaws clearly stated I couldn't work because I didn't have the spiritual gift. I said, "Order! Order! Order!" Chandra screamed as loudly as she could as she cupped her hands around her mouth. I couldn't help but stare at her bright blue fingernails with glittery stars on them. If anyone was my favorite in our town, it had to be her. Auntie Chandra was a palm reader, and I loved going over to her shop, a cleansing spirit spa, to get a facial, manicure, and even a nice warm pedicure. She was such a good listener, and she was also the president of the council, which meant she could technically make the call on granting my wish. But there was no way she was going to go up against the mighty June Heal, the chosen one of the spiritualist community. And to be honest, she was the one who told me when I was six that I wasn't like them and wouldn't grow up to be like them, not to mention how I would one day have to move because I couldn't make a life here. Auntie Chandra yelled, but this time she moved her body back and forth in front of the gathering rock. Yeah, it was just a big old rock at the top of the hill that they used for all of their spiritual meetings. It was weird,